No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, with Matty Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Hope all the Common Fans had a very Merry Christmas. Make sure to get to the Common Fan website. Hopefully, you're taking some days off over Christmas and you're spending some time on the Common Fan website, www.commonfan.co. Subscribe on YouTube, like this episode, sign up for the free newsletter. Follow all the social media accounts and generally keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the Common Fans. Also, Common Fans, just because Christmas is over doesn't mean that you have to stop buying Oak Barn Beef. What's more Nebraskan than football and beef? After all, Oak Barn Beef is a family-owned farm right in Nebraska, shipping premium dry-aged beef straight to doorsteps nationwide. Whether you're stocking the freezer, grilling for game day, or looking for a gift that actually impresses, Oak Barn Beef delivers. Check them out at oakbarnbeef.com. That's oakbarnbeef.com, and taste the difference of Nebraska-raised dry-aged beef. Hello, boys. You guys want to know what struck me a couple days before Christmas?
What struck you?
We are, and I don't want to take us down to negative town, but we are perilously close to the time of year where the only thing on SportsCenter's top 10 will be NBA and hockey highlights.
It's just disgusting.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
Sure. I don't know how the soccer schedule universe works, but I know they try and jam in one of those just because they have to. I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Hey, but we've got Husker hoops. We've got Nebraska ball.
That's true. You're right.
The men's and the women's teams, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's right. There's a lot to be happy about. And there's still plenty of football left. I mean, there's still plenty of college football and the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl and all that stuff. But it's just, you get to August and September and it's like a new birth. And then you get to January and it's like a slow and painful death. Welcome back, Common Fans.
Merry Christmas to you and yours.
One other thing, speaking of Christmas and television, do you know anyone who has ever purchased a car for someone for Christmas and put a big bow on it?
No.
Is that real?
No.
That's not real.
But it's iconic.
They're marketing to a very, very small group of people there.
Yeah. Is it worth whatever the commercial costs to do that commercial?
I thought we talked about this. Like, it's a really important life decision, and you're just surprising your spouse
with a car?
Brand new vehicle. Like, did you pay cash? Did you take out a loan?
I bought you a car. We both bought each other a car.
I bought you a car with a car.
Wait, have we talked about this on this show before?
I don't know if we have. I've talked about it before.
I know it has.
It could be you guys. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
All right. Well, very exciting things coming up, Common Fans. It is bowl week for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. we're a lot closer to a New Year's Day bowl this year than we were last year. And, you know, again, we're going to talk all about some questions heading into the bowl game, some of the latest developments, all that. But I want to start with this, guys. We talked about this last year. Like, bowl season is weird right now. I feel like college football is weird right now, mm-hmm. in some ways. But man, I have so many memories of watching bowl games, snow outside, fire in the fireplace, eating leftover goodies and treats from Christmas. And like, it's still something special for college football. And if your team's in a bowl game, like, just embrace it, baby. Just enjoy the entire bowl experience. That's Can right. we start there? Start on a positive note.
There we go. Yeah. Me and Matt were kind of chatting about it before you hopped on earlier. Like, you got the playoff now, and that absorbs a bunch of the bowl games. I know the bowl season isn't quite the same as what it used to be when we were younger, but if any of them have to survive, it's got to be the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That thing, it's fun, regardless if you have a team in it or not. Just the whole production of that thing is something that I really enjoy watching, even if I don't have a team or a dog in the fight.
It's a dang spectacle. I mean, mm-hmm. between the live Pop-Tart mascots going down in the toaster to, I just saw something that they even put sprinkles on the refs' flags. Like, they showed a close-up of a flag and there's sprinkles all over the yellow flag. It's fantastic. Like, that's what college football should be.
Well, and that maybe the Pop-Tarts Bowl is sort of paving the way for the new era of bowl games, right? Mm-hmm. So we're like, let's just like make this a fun thing. Yeah, it's an exhibition and guys are opting out and portal and all this crap that people don't like it that's emerging in college football.
And they didn't
do a
show.
Let's just embrace this fun part of it and make it fun. I sent this to you guys, and maybe this is why you're talking about it. I saw this tweet. I don't know who this guy is, but it's a video of three Pop-Tarts dancing on stage. And the guy says, I hope this video clip somehow survives societal apocalypse. Some future archaeologists find it and conclude that we must have worshipped giant, colorful rectangle deities and once a year held a grand ceremony where we feasted on the flesh of our god.
That's perfect. Perfect.
That's good. That's true.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to jump into three questions for Nebraska football heading into the Las Vegas Bowl.
Before we do that,
I don't want to forget. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to forget. But I think we can do the questions. Then we don't want to forget the bowl pick'em. So we got to
talk about the bowl. Let's do that first. Let's do that first, Matty.
You want to do that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have for those of you who know, maybe some of you have entered, we have a bowl pick'em going. And our common fan insider, Mark, and he said it was so okay if I said his last name, Mark Ely, who is like a cousin Mark, we call him in my house.
Love you, Mark.
And just the best four ball partner you could have on the golf course. He's compiled a spreadsheet since we did not officially start this. The first three games didn't count, the first three bowl games. So he compiled a spreadsheet of the standings, removing those three games. So I'm just going to go through, I'm going to say who's leading the standings. And then that's a lot of work.
That's a manual labor. Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. I mean, he is what I would place him along with. You remember the ESPN show Stump the Schwab? I think Mark might be our common fan Schwab.
Really?
But I think he's brilliant. So we thank Mark, but
thank you, Mark Schwab.
Real quickly, the standings, and I'm just going to do like around the top five. Okay. So we've got Jordan. Let's just do his pick name. Lovell, 32, is in first at 20. He's 21-6. That's pretty dang good.
That's not bad.
And then we got 11, Trevor, 3015, in second place, tied with friend of the program, Michael Sevier. Michael Sevier, 20-7. And then we got
no surprise there, crushing it. Yeah.
And then we have our own common fan Schwab, Mark Ely, in fourth place.
Now, so are we sure that he's not cooking the books since he
might be?
Yeah, how do we know?
We can reference the ESPN standings as well. And maybe make, you know, our educated guesses on if he's accurate or not. I'm pretty sure he is. He's not the type of guy to cook the books. But real quick, so that's our standings as of today. This is Sunday afternoon. We're recording. Prizes, guys. We got to have prizes for the pick'em. So
there will be prizes for winners.
Absolutely. I want to go over that real quick. First place, you get two gift cards. $100 gift card to Oak Barn Beef. $75 gift card to Triple B Printing. If you don't know Triple B Printing, great Husker
Jeff,
related
you,
shirts.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, Mattio. You're breaking up. Mattio's breaking up. We'll give him a chance to.
It sounds like we got some good stuff going on there.
Good stuff going on. Huh? For the winner, there'll be going on. There. Are you back?
Am I back?
Okay. I think you're back.
Am I back?
Now there's a little bit of a delay.
Back. Okay,
now you're back.
First place, Oak Barn Beef, Triple B Printing. Second place, gift card to Chick-fil-A. Charlie Clone, Chick-fil-A has been very supportive of the show. He's a friend of the program. So second place, you runner up, you still get something. You get some Chick-fil-A. So that's the bowl pick'em rundown.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little confused here. I'm in dead last, and it's showing I'm 0-0. I don't understand I'm 0-0. Anyway, we'll come back to this.
There's probably
user error. I'm looking at the wrong spreadsheet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
in 13th.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing Mark's in charge of this.
I'm climbing that ladder right now.
There we go. I got there. There I'm on the right tab.
I'm in 13th place. Guys, I'm in 13th place. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm doing really well right now.
Nobody cares, Jeff.
I feel like I'm doing a good job.
Oh, my Hudson boys moved up. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Got it.
13th. Third in our fantasy leagues right now. Taking the lead. Just taking Dan to the shed right now. Things are looking up for me.
Take that, Dan. Take that, mm-hmm. Dan. Happy birthday,
by the way. If you're listening, Dan.
Dan, friend of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks to all who did the bowl pick'em. There will be, as Matt said, there will be prizes for the winners, and that is very exciting. So also, before we get to our three questions, just like bank on crap happening in the week between when we're not recording. It's been less than a week. Because we put our episode out on Tuesday. It's been less than a week. Kyle Whittingham's no longer the coach at Utah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we knew he was stepping down, but now he's taking the Michigan job.
Mm-hmm.
And which, by the way, Michigan does not deserve Kyle Whittingham. Can we say that?
No. Sure.
By all accounts, he's never cheated.
All out.
He has no recruiting scandals. He appears to, you know, not be sliding into the DMs of OnlyFans accounts. By all accounts, he's a good and decent man.
Yeah,
Michigan,
seems like it.
Absolutely. The Michigan Astros, the cheaters among all cheaters, does not deserve Kyle Whittingham.
Yeah. And there was a post on social media, I can't remember his Twitter or Instagram, that said Kyle Whittingham follows 5 women on Instagram and is related to almost all of them. They're all fully clothed. This is a great hire for Michigan.
I saw that. So I don't know, like, and Utah's got a few guys opting out. Some of their guys who are projected to be some top round draft picks are opting out of the bowl game. So you never know what happens with these things. I know some Husker fans are a little negative. I picked up on some chatter, a little negativity surrounding the bowl game and a potential mismatch, but you just never know. I think the Huskers.
You're already doing it, aren't you? You're already doing it.
Jeff, look, I'm realistic. Would I put money on Nebraska to win right now? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go into this bowl game just dour and negative and thinking like it's over before it starts.
Okay. That's fine.
I'd take the points. I'd take the 14.
Is that what it is?
That's not a terrible bet. Yeah, it got all the way up to 16.5 at one point. Now it's at 14 in a bowl game.
I didn't know where the degenerate gamblers stood, but I just meant like straight up.
Yeah, straight up. I don't know about that.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna jump into sort of three questions surrounding Nebraska football going into the bowl game. Did you guys have anything else?
No. I just wanted to make sure we talked about the pick'em. Got that covered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. thanks again to Mark Ely, friend of the program. Really appreciate it. Thanks to all who participated. This was lots of fun. We threw it together last minute. Under Mark's leadership, really. Next year we'll have a better handle on it and be more prepared.
We'll be on
and hopefully get more people. So all right, guys. First question is, what should we expect from TJ Lateef? And I open this to the group for discussion. Matt Rhule spoke to the media in the last day or two, said that Lateef is ready to roll. He's going full speed. Evan Bland had an article in the Omaha World Herald, another friend of the program, who basically said, you know, watching him practice, you can't really see any signs of the rust or the injury. Looks smooth, looks explosive. What do you guys think is realistic to expect from TJ Lateef? Because an interesting thing to ponder here is, even before he had the hamstring injury against Iowa, I think we all expected him to be running a little more than what we saw. We saw him run a little bit in the, you know, the UCLA game's kind of the high water mark for Latif in his young career so far. Really didn't seem to do nearly as much against Penn State. Maybe that was by design. Maybe that was under the direction of the coaching staff. What do you guys think we're going to see from Latif? And Jeff, as president of the TJ Latif fan club, why don't you start us off?
Well, I thank you for calling me by my title. I think we'll
you're welcome.
Thank you. I don't know. You're right. The rust been gone for a while. The hamstring issue. There's reasons to think that maybe he wouldn't be as sharp as, he wasn't sharp in the last two games anyways, but I think we'll see some good things here. I feel like they're going to set something up for him that's maybe going to make him comfortable, that features his skill talent. Hopefully we'll see him run the ball a little bit more, because I still feel like we haven't gotten a true image or view of what he's capable of when he can get loose. So I think the way we have things going right now, he'll show us what he's got, and I think we're going to see a lot of him running all over the field.
Love it. Like Matty O?
You know, I think what we shouldn't, first of all, I don't think we should expect greatness by any means, but I think we can expect him to do just enough, right? Like the UCLA game as kind of a barometer for what he can be, I think, is not necessarily a focal point of the offense, but distributing the ball, taking what the defense gives him, and doing that. Because that's kind of, to me, that's kind of how we beat UCLA. And he was great in doing that. I don't think we can put too much on him in the Penn State and Iowa games. Like, I think we just got so far behind the sticks against Penn State and couldn't stop him on D. And you know, obviously he was hurt in the Iowa game. So I'm excited to see what he can do. And I hope they have at least a few design runs for him as part of the offensive package. Because I really do think like that moving forward, you know, I do think we have to kind of go that route with a quarterback that can run. I've been watching some bowl games, and you watch even these teams, these guys aren't super dynamic runners. You see guys just being tough and being gritty. Like I was watching the Minnesota-New Mexico game the other night, and the New Mexico quarterback was just getting 8-9 tough yards. And it's just moving the chains. So I don't think we need some guy like a Taylor Martinez that's going to be busting 70, 80 yarders. But if we can have a guy that can get 10 when we need it, it's going to be huge.
For sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. We've talked about this many times, especially in the college game. You've got to have somebody who can run a little bit, right? And and you can factor that into your offense. I would also like, just a reminder for all the Common fans out there, like Latif, I think according to rule, he hurt the hamstring in the first quarter of the Iowa game. But remember, like he had some like great throws in that game, like really great throws. The one to Quinn Clark in the end zone absolutely should have been a touchdown. Like Clark mistimed his jump. The one to Dane Key, I think that was right before halftime, where they were, you know, they threw it up once to kind of try to see if they could get something going. Should have been caught by Dane Key, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like Latif's got that in the golf bag, so to speak. He's got that club in the golf bag. Now we've seen him sail some throws too. I think that's, you know, the inconsistency that you might expect from a true freshman. What I hope more than anything is, you know, the coaches seem to be embracing the bowl game and the bowl atmosphere. Side note, did anybody see Matt Rhule? What do you even call it? Flying across the sky. What was that? What do you call that thing? Zipline. Ziplining across the sky. So
pretty funny.
But Rhule commented that the team like got off the plane and went straight to practice. Like this is a football trip. This is a business trip, right? And so I hope that the coaching staff is taking the month in between the end of the season and bowl game to like let's just open it up and have a little fun. Let's mix in a few trick plays. Let's let Latif roll out a little bit. Some high percentage throws to Ja'Cory.
Try some things.
Isaiah Hunter, right? All that sort of thing, right? So, again, like you said, Jeff, some maybe even Matteo, both of you hinted at it. Maybe some design runs for Latif. We haven't shown a lot of that because it wasn't really part of Dylan's game, and then Latif hasn't done a ton of it, other than I think some reads against UCLA, like we said. So, all that to say, I'm just excited. I'd love to believe there's a world in which Nebraska can win this game, but they should also approach it like it's another football game, and we got nothing to lose here.
Right?
It's the number 15 team in the country. Nobody expects them to win this game. Let's just you know, pull out all the bag of tricks and have some fun with this and see what happens.
Yeah. For sure. Well, and I think like for once, I feel like we have the upper hand in the distractions and off the field part of this. Like it, because with bowl games, especially when you're not in a New Year's Day bowl or you're not in the CFP, buy-in with your team is a huge factor. If we're looking at buy-in, I would guess that we're a little bit ahead on the buy-in meter than in Utah right now, whose coach just left and they've got their best offensive lineman has opted out because he won that and all those things. Like, we've got a lot of guys that are still really invested and are playing their last game wearing the Husker uniform that are really want to do well. And so I think if you're looking at that, that gives you a little bit of hope that maybe the Huskers can pull off the upset.
Well, and also one sort of side note that, you know, that made me think, Matty-O, Evan, in Evan's story, he quoted Ja'Cory Barney talking about Latif, and Barney says, quote, "The confidence he has now, he played in a couple games and he gets to build on that going into next year. We're proud of him. I expect big things from him next year." In this era of constant sort of anxiety, and I bet Ja'Cory could probably command a pretty penny in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to overread into that statement, but that sure makes it seem like Ja'Cory's full on ready to head into next year as a leader. He's already a leader on this team, but I found that really reassuring. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I found that really reassuring.
Yeah. If he's saying that, then that sounds like he's planning on being back.
Yeah.
And it sounds like TJ's planning on being back too.
I am.
Not you, TJ.
I am
TJ
planning Latif. On being back.
I'm not back. Yeah, you're planning to be here?
Okay, I'm not going anywhere. This is the life we've chosen.
It is.
All right. Question number two. How will Nebraska run the football without Emmett Johnson? I think a big part of helping Latif be successful, right? And a big part of helping the defense that has not been very good against the run this season go against the nation's number two rushing defense. We'll talk about that in a minute more.
Yeah.
But a big part of helping Latif and a big part of protecting the defense will be, can we hold on to the ball for long stretches at a time? And can we run the football? Throwing a lot of incompletions and stopping the clock. Not that I'm suggesting that's going to happen, but like throwing it around, which inevitably there's more risk than running the ball, is probably not a recipe for success. We're going to have to run the ball. Any calculation of Nebraska winning this game is going to have to involve running the ball well. And we are Emmett-less.
Yeah.
Emmett! 88 miles per hour.
Oh, we're gonna miss them, aren't we?
We love you, Evan.
Yeah,
you
so much. That was a fun shtick.
I had to get that
a fun
in
little shtick there.
We're gonna keep working it in as much as we can.
1.21 gigawatts. Yeah.
What do you guys think? You guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna look up I'm gonna pull up the stats for the other running backs on the roster really quick.
Yeah. You go ahead, Jeff.
It's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
Just gonna say that right now because Emmett Johnson, I think, paved the way for our running game in spite of like our offensive line. Without him, I feel like this is going to be a really, really tall ask for the team because Emmett was, his yards after contact were unbelievable. Whenever he would get stopped at the line or anybody would touch him, he somehow would find a way to juke his way out of that, get out of it, keep going, get another 4 or 5, maybe even 10 to 20 yards or bust one. And
no one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. and Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And that was with the offensive line that we have right now. If we don't have somebody like Emmett back there, that's not looking too great. I'm hoping maybe because I think I don't know who all Utah has had that's opted out, but do they have anybody on the defensive side of the ball that's opted out of the game? Do we know? Like, that's the only hope I'm leaning on is maybe some of their star defensive players decided not to play in the game, and maybe that'll give us maybe a chance. But not to be doom and gloom, I'm not that optimistic on how our running game's probably going to look.
And I think that's fair, Jeff. If you want to look at it from a positive spin zone, glass half full, there's really three running backs, okay? And really, I don't think any one of them can say they're ahead of the other guys. So there's motivation there for those guys to try to get a leg up on next year's depth chart in spring ball and maybe be the number one guy going into spring ball. So there's motivation there too. I talked about buy-in here a few minutes ago. So these guys have to come in and show like, hey, I should be the guy here next year. So that's kind of the exciting part. And it, you know, if we're guessing, I think in terms of explosiveness, I kind of like what Mosey could be. I've seen these nice little bursts and on the few carries that he's had. He could be a kind of a home run hitter. Nelson's tough. Ives is tough. It's just one of them's got to, like, I think, kind of get a few more carries. We haven't seen these guys run the ball very much. And that's fine because we had Emmett and he was getting all the carries. So I'm kind of looking forward to it and seeing which one of these guys maybe can get a leg up on the others going into the offseason. But yeah, it's absolutely it's like you're missing your absolute stud. Yeah. So it's not gonna be as good, but there's parts of it that are intriguing.
To answer your question, Jeff, they have three guys opting out. Last I've seen, one of them is defensive end Logan Fanot, who's going to the draft. So maybe that'll help. And then they've got 2025 Outland Trophy Award winner, so for the best offensive lineman in the country, Spencer Fanot. He's a right tackle.
Hey,
he's
drafting out. You guys brothers?
You fellas playing cards? And then the left tackle on offense is also opting out. So, I mean, I think like...
That was a Slapshot reference, TJ. Have you ever seen Slapshot? The Hanson brothers. You guys brothers?
Yep. I actually have not. That's embarrassing. I've never seen Slapshot.
One of LaRue's favorite movies. Oh, just
Did I freeze up there? Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay. Anyway, they've got two of their key offensive linemen and one defensive end opting out. So that could help the Huskers.
Yeah.
Specifically in this game. But further to the point that you were making, Matty-O, I mean, Emmett on the year had 251 carries, 1,451 yard, 5.8 yards per carry, almost six yards per carry, guys.
Man, child.
12 touchdowns. Not one other back on the roster has even 20 carries.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Latif has 27, but he doesn't count. Not other, like the running backs. Mosey has 19. Quentin Ives has 16. Mekhi Nelson has 15.
What do you got? And you got their averages, their yards per carry in front of you?
Ives is 7.4. He busted one or two long ones that I can remember.
Mop up duty.
Mosey's 4.4. Nelson's 3.9. Again, I mean, there's not a lot you can draw from any of that really, guys. No. It was either mop up duty or somebody getting like one carry when Emmett was getting a breather or something like that. Right. So I don't think there's a ton. I mean, I thought Mosey in particular showed some promise as a guy who converted from a wide. I mean, it's not easy to convert from a wide receiver. And all of these guys are tougher than me, so I'm not saying this critically, but like some wide receivers don't want the smoke. They don't want to take the ball and run up the middle. Okay.
Right.
They want to try to run past everybody and score touchdowns. Right.
Yeah. Hollywood, baby.
Exactly.
Hollywood.
Exactly. So like for him to convert from a wide receiver and take to the running back position as well as he did, I think is really encouraging for the future. I just don't know that we've seen. And again, Ives and Nelson had their moments too. It was like, oh, that looked pretty good. It just wasn't a lot. And understandably, we relied on Emmett a ton. So it's just an open question with these.
Don't you think we can't read too much because running to me, running back is such a more of a rhythm position than just about any position on the football field. You know, you need three or four carries to get going before, oh, now I got this, and you bust one. Yeah. So yeah, it's hard to know which of the guys is gonna
advance. Will program favorite William Wallace, aka Heinrich Harburg, get a carry in the
I kind of hope so.
Sure, not why not? I mean, we're just trying things. We're just out there having fun. So why the hell not?
I'd love it if he somehow got in the end zone in this bowl game in his last game in the uniform.
Me too. That would be so great. And you know, if he's gonna take a snap, I don't know. Let's let him do a read option or something. Like yeah. Let's let him instead of oh my gosh. All right. That horse is definitely dead. All right. Yep. Last question. Will the black shirts be able to stop the run? Utah is the number two rushing, at least at the end of the regular season. The numbers, I can look them up real quick, but they probably update them as the bowl games go along. But based on 12-game regular season that everyone plays 12 games, Utah was the number two rushing offense in the country, almost 270 yards per game. Nebraska did some things okay on defense this year. Stopping the run was not one of them. Really, really bad matchup for the Huskers on paper.
The worst.
You could argue. Really the worst. You could argue.
But as we just documented, Utah's top two offensive linemen are sitting out the bowl game to prepare for the NFL draft. On top of that, I think, here's what I've been telling myself, Jeff. You can make fun of me. You can make fun of me.
Yes, but and I will.
Remember in 2022, Frost got fired after three games. And I think people forget defensive coordinator Eric Shenander hung on for one more game and then Mickey fired him.
Yeah.
Interim head coach Mickey Joseph fired him. And, you know, I think Shenander's done a good, I think he's a pretty good coach. Like he's sort of revived his career at Boise State. But sometimes maybe you just need some new blood. Like Bill Bush showed up and said, we're going to simplify things and we're going to hit each other hard in practice. And that defense got a little better.
Yeah.
Like that 2022 team was forgettable, but like that defense got scrappier and tougher and better and won a couple games that they probably shouldn't have won.
Beat Iowa, right?
And beat Iowa, right. So, like, you know, got rid of John Butler, RIP John Butler trio. But, you know, like, Phil Snow's running the defense. Matt Rule's putting his hat on backwards and coaching the D-line. And maybe there's all these weird dynamics, Jeff. This is when I say, like, anything can happen in bowl games. This is a perfect example. Utah's got offensive linemen opting out. We're in transition defenders on defense, but like we're kind of maybe that frees us up a little bit, and maybe we're just going to hit and go play. I don't know. Can we stop the damn run? Can we stop it enough to win this game?
I think they can. There's got a lot of things that have to go well, but you know they did it a few times this year against granted much less formidable opponents, but they stopped the run enough to get some wins in Big Ten play. I think they can, but again, things have to go well. It helps that all those guys are opting out. It really does. Look at Jeff just smirking. He's just smug. Mr. Doom and Gloom. Mr. They play the games on paper.
They don't play them on paper, Jeff. Can you come back down to earth they're not changing their game plan against us. Like, I don't care if Whittingham leaves. I don't care if they've got people sitting out.
Who said they're changing their game plan?
We're not suggesting that, Jeff.
Who said that?
They're going to stick to what they do best, and that's what they do best.
Yeah,
and
the question is, can we stop it?
No, we can't. We cannot stop it. I'm sorry. We cannot stop it. It's not going to happen. They're going to run all over us. Okay? It's going to happen. They're going to run all over us, and we're more than likely going to lose this game. I just want to let you know that, too. We're probably going to lose this game. You know it. I know it. The people listening know it. Just stop, okay?
This raises a good point. And
I had to get him out of here.
Jeff's backstage. This raises a good and an important point. We're big on free speech on this podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Anyone is welcome to say anything they want, and we welcome, you know, feedback and criticism of our show and of the points that we make and that sort of thing. So, a loyal listener, Adam on Twitter, commented after one of the recent shows, like that Matty O and I were like blowing smoke, and he praised Jeff for keeping it real. And so I want to acknowledge that, but I went back and listened to that episode. Like, I feel like we've been like, especially since the Iowa game, we've been critical of many things and we've been frustrated by many things, but I simply am not going to go into, I'm going to go into that bowl game. Jeff, to your point, I'm going to be holding my breath. I don't like particularly, I'm not going to expect great things to happen. I think we are going to have a really hard time stopping the run. I think all those things are true and real, but I've got to go into this thing believing there's a chance.
Yeah.
I've got to believe that there's just enough weird stuff going on in bowl season with players opting out and coaches leaving and distractions and different things going on. Granted, Nebraska's had their own set of distractions and opt-outs and things like that, but I've got to believe there's a chance. Okay. I've got to believe that we can win this game. And I'm going to do everything I
then believe that. And no one's stopping you from believing that. I'm just telling you that it's a little absurd to just to think that we have any sort of chance of in one game after the.
We have no chance. You're saying
it's a very small chance.
You know what, Jeff?
There's not arguably the worst part of our
game. Arguably the worst part of our game, and now we're already talking ourselves into the best rushing offense in the country. We might be able to handle this one. We might be able to handle it.
You know what, you communist sympathizer. I'm glad the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team didn't just mail it in and say, you know what, we have no chance. Why don't we just let the Russians beat up on us?
Let's just go home.
I'm really glad they came. They showed up and played the game, Jeff. Geoff and Lincoln.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, the world needs cowards too. It's fine.
Walk away. Don't be afraid to opt out.
Insurmountable odds. Let's just give up.
Opt out if you can. It's not too late.
You know what else, Jeff? The family and I just watched The Young Woman in the Sea about the first woman to swim across the English Channel. Really inspiring.
Not familiar with that.
Really inspiring stuff. I recommend it, by the way. Mm. Another one of my favorite movies is Seabiscuit. About the horse Seabiscuit. I used to have a truck that I called Seabiscuit. in any event, like, there's a reason you show up and play the game. And I don't want to, like, this is not David and Goliath. Yes, Utah is the better team by many.
You're leaving out Rudy then. If you're going to do this underdog shit. Yeah. Don't.
Joe Montana said Rudy was a fraud. Anyway,
Rudy is a fraud.
all that to say, like, I think we're appropriately realistic. I'm going to be holding my breath the entire game. I'm not going into this thing saying, well, I'm going to be surprised.
Yeah, you're not going in expecting to win.
Yeah. But I'm hoping, like, maybe the ball bounces our way just enough.
Maybe it will. Yeah. Maybe it will. Yeah. I wouldn't count on it, though. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, we know. That's what you're saying, Jeff. Oh, my goodness. All right. You know,
Happy
Jeff,
New Year. Happy New Year indeed.
Yeah. We're going to have the happiest Christmas. You know, Jeff, let's turn to scripture. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Okay.
Amen.
Who said that? Is that Jesus?
It's the Gospel of John.
Oh, okay. Jeffrey.
Did you listen to the gospel on Christmas Day? I'm guessing you didn't.
Was that Jesus?
I'm guessing you didn't. Anyway.
Who said that? Was it Jesus?
The darkness has not overcome Nebraska football. We will prevail. We will overcome.
That's right.
That's the message we're leaving you with. My God, have we derailed?
That happens.
All right. Let's bring it back home. Okay. Any final thoughts from the common fans? I think let's finish where we started. Like, it's a bowl game.
Yeah.
People, I'll say appropriately, understandably, it's going to be an off season to stick with scripture of gnashing of teeth, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be an off season of questions. It's going to be an off season of people feeling uncertain. No matter what happens, even if we win this thing, there's going to be, well, it was because of the opt-outs. It was because of this. If we lose by two or three touchdowns, people are going to feel even worse than they felt after, you know, the negative feelings are going to keep going. It's going to be, and then portal season will happen. And I guarantee you, somebody we don't expect, or maybe multiple people we don't expect, are going to leave. It's just going to happen.
Definitely happening too.
Right?
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of uncertainty and a ton of questions that are not going to get answered until August.
Yeah.
Right? That's real talk for you, Jeffrey. Well, but I'm going to, in the meantime, I'm going to embrace this bowl game. I'm going to run headlong into the bowl game, and I'm going to believe that the Huskers can win this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, fine. I'm not stopping you from believing these things. I'm living in the real world and you're out there somewhere. I don't even know where you're at right now, but you're out there somewhere.
Don't you pigeonhole me. Don't you pigeonhole me.
I will say this though, just to keep it on a positive note, the bowl game itself, I don't mind it. Like the Las Vegas Bowl, it's a cool destination. We saw Matt Rhule on the zip line. That was neat. I mean, they get to play at Allegiant, the Death Star.
The Death Star.
That's a cool-ass stadium.
Yeah.
Like, so that'll be fun. Like, I like that stuff. It'll be a fun bowl game to watch. No, it's on New Year's Eve.
Geoff and Lincoln likes Las Vegas. Oh, let's
the flip side.
Like, the World Series without Stillwell's toys. Way to go, Geoff.
Holly. The flip side is 2 years ago, guys. Remember we were just saying, like, just get us to a bowl. Uh-huh. And I remember, you know, TJ talking about just, you dance know, we're in that time between Christmas and New Year's, and you fill it with a bowl game, and it's just a continuation of the holidays. It's like a little extra bonus thing for the holidays, mm-hmm. just being in a bowl. Like, imagine if we weren't even in a bowl. Like, we were there for far too long.
Yeah.
And it's just so depressing. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the most depressing place you can be when you're a really serious college football fan and your team doesn't even make a damn bowl game.
Yeah.
And this is a step up from the pinstripe. This is a little step up, like slow progress. Now we need to see something, this bowl game in Vegas, just enough to give us a little bit of confidence going into the offseason. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see. Usually what's fun in these bowl games too, guys, is you have a younger guy or a guy that was down a little bit on the depth chart. Maybe he gets a chance to play and makes a big play or two. I remember last year, Donovan Jones against BC made a couple of players. Like, who the hell is this guy? And he's a starter this year.
And that translated to a pretty dang good year.
Yeah. That's the fun part for me of these bowl games now. Even when it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if we win or lose. To me, it does matter. For all the reasons you just described, if we get blown out, we're going to be pretty depressed for a little while until maybe we get some big news in the portal or new coaches, whatever it might be. But it is important. And I like that. I like that it means a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it, guys.
Jeffrey, you had something to say?
No, I was just going to say that enjoy it while it lasts, because the way things are going right now, the bowl experience is I hate to bring it to you, it's going to go away eventually. Like this, the bowl experience is about dead. It's going to be dead the next few years.
I don't think it will.
Enjoy the bowl games like we have them, because before you know it, it's going to be CFP or bust. And if you're not in, it's over. So just enjoy it.
I could see a reduction in bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
I could see like some changes, but I just think there's too many, like there's too much money to be made. First of all,
sponsors, marketing,
there's sponsorships and like fan bases like Nebraska. And there are others out there will travel to these things.
Yeah, and we're not ready for it to be done.
Like, pick a warm location and your team's playing and it's a fun New Year's trip. There's a lot of fan bases who will travel for that. So I agree there could be changes coming. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of bitch ass schools like Notre Dame skipping out on their bowl games.
See, watch your mouth. Trailblazers,
that's unfortunate.
Pioneers.
Unfortunate.
That's what we want the next generation to look at. We didn't get our way. Let's just not play.
They're standing up to the CFIC. I thought for sure you guys are you aligned with the CFIC now? The College Football Industrial Complex?
The College Football Industrial Complex basically works for Notre Dame.
The headquarters is in South Bend.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Most overrated team of the last century.
Oh, that's enough. Right? All right. Yeah. They have one of the, I'm not even going to get into it. Patriots.
Oh, give me a break.
God bless
you. You and you're full of defeatism, Jeff. You are full of defeatism.
No.
Yes, you are.
Next year. Yes, next year.
You know what happened, TJ? You know what happened? I don't think Jeff got the video games that he wanted for Christmas. And that's what I think this is. I think he's upset.
Yeah. Yes, Virginia.
Lucky. I got some awesome Notre Dame hats, and I was going to wear one today. But you know, I restrained myself. I want to be humble. And, you know, so there. I didn't
wear that. Thanks for doing this.
We really appreciate it, Jeff. Yeah. Thanks for doing that for us.
You're welcome. Yeah, I did it for you guys and all of our listeners and watchers and viewers. I did it for all of you. I love you all.
Any complaints about Geoff and Langenberg's takes can be sent to commonfangbr@gmail.com. If you have any complaints about Jeff, remember that's the email address. Commonfangbr.
I'm just keeping it real. People
at
like
gmail.com.
People like the reality.
Follow us on Twitter. Find us on YouTube. Complain about Jeff any way you choose.
Poll question. Do you like Jeff's Notre Dame takes? Yes or no?
Poll question.
Let us know.
Do you like Jeff? Yes or no?
Period.
We've taken to, we've actually taken to on our text chain with the three of us. If Matt or I is annoyed with Jeff, we'll start spelling his name J E F F.
And I find it very offensive.
Really gets under his skin.
Oh yeah.
Really, that's very offensive.
So everyone on Twitter, if you want to tweet it,
G, you got to appreciate the soft G.
Start tweeting at J E F F. All right, common fans. This was a fun one. Getting ready for a bowl game. Enjoy it. Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a great New Year's Eve, a great New Year's Day. Enjoy what's left of this holiday season. And more than anything else, enjoy the bowl game. Let's go, Big Red. Am
go
I right?
Red.
Let's go. GBR. Let's find a way. Let's find GBR. A way to get the W. All right, common fans, be kind to each other. We'll be back at you after the bowl game and likely not until the new year, but still soon enough. We'll be back at you soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that. Put them in the aisle.
And Nebraska takes the lead. And the national championship is Nebraska's.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.